Hey, what's up, party people? It's your boy Mulava Nelo Martinez. Welcome again on another EP of 1808 Podcast for L for Life to the Core. Yeah, thank you guys for tuning in and choosing this to be your favorite show. You know what we're always about, giving you good vibes and nothing else rather than that. So I'm chilling right here with my nigga, and he's about to introduce himself. He's not that big, actually. I'm bigger than him, but yeah. So I'm gonna let him do his thing. Josh.
Man, patient pace, but the nigga is talking too much. So I'm Joshua H-Town, chilling out with the best niggas on town. That's Mula and Josh. Mm-hmm. So today we're all about the good episodes, as he's saying. EPs, episode number 7. For those who have been tuning in since the day ones, we really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being our number one fans. People out there from Mauritius, South Africa, Kenya, and the States, we appreciate for your love, for your streaming and stuff. So today, we are going to be talking about different topics.
Yeah, we're going to talk about our music industry, what these artists are doing right and wrong. But most likely, what they are doing wrong.
Yeah. Today is going to be an open show, so kindly leave us the comments on our YouTube channel. It's going to be a fucking hot topic today.
And it's always an open show. Yo, guys, if you're listening to this, if you tune into this, remember to comment. We really, that is crucial.
And pull your votes in on the questions you always leave for a week's period time. So,
and guys, before I do forget, let me tell you something. We dropped a video on YouTube, a video of introduction of 1808. You know, we only have like 2 episodes left so that we can shut it down and start doing the video
version.
Season 2, man, of 1808 Podcast. It's gonna be lit. It's gonna be a mazo.
So different. We shall be bringing different guests inside. It will be a wild,
we're gonna
wild
have
one.
Some girls.
Now, let's stop the cup. Let's go back to the main topic today. So, you're the one to introduce the topic.
So, I think I've done that already, but I've said, I'm gonna do it again. So I've said that today we're going to talk about our industry, about what the artists are doing wrong, what they should do. Like, it's kind of like we're giving them the advice, like, no, you feel me? Like, we're just going to lay down facts of what they are doing right, what they're not doing right.
So basically, we're not hating on anyone. So
no, we're not hating on anyone.
It's our own perspective. So the niggas will be feeling this shit, then no, man, you just need to switch back to the other gender. So real bros tell each other the good and the bad shit. So we're trying to tell our own.
And no hard feelings at
no
all.
No hard feelings.
If you do get hard feelings, then you got an extra X chromosome. Huh? I did biology, nigga.
So going to the first. On my own perspective is that, okay, I'm going to be speaking from the drill and hip-hop perspective.
Yeah.
So it's, I feel like every drill and every rapper who is coming now to the industry feels like a gangster already. You feel me? Let me explain, then he shall discuss it later. So every nigga now, every nigga is pulling stunts in every video shoot, in every bar. Man, you're talking about something. Okay, I won't repeat much of what I'll be saying today, but I feel like everyone is trying to be someone who is not. Nigga, you're acting gangster. And I always say like this. Don't be someone you're not. Bro, if you're listening out there, you're pretending to be gangster like, poo-poo, I come to your block and kill 2 of your niggas, man. You ain't no King Von. Man, what the fuck?
What?
So, I'm not hating, I'm just putting all my points out. So, I feel like niggas are pretending to be gangsters each and every day. What about you? What's your take like on that?
Okay, I have something to add on your point where like niggas are acting to pretending to be gangsters. You know, like I feel like when you rap in your music and you say that, oh, you're killing niggas, yeah, you should be like, it's something, the aim of making music, it's to express what you're feeling and what's happening in your community. When you talk about guns and glocks, nigga, shut the fuck up. I know you. We know you, nigga. You know, even when the situation gets sticky, if you don't fight, if you fight, you just throw your fist or throw stones. You don't even have no knife and stuff. You don't. You have never done. You have no criminal record. You've just been listening to a lot of hip hop and like you're just copy pasting what they say. No, nigga. If you wanna make music, then be yourself. Like, okay, I get it. You're trying to be a rapper and make music just and trying to blow up. You want to be like them, live like their lifestyle. It's all right, but like, be you. Be yourself, man.
I feel the niggas who are always talking about killing someone, I think the only thing you're doing is killing your dreams, man. You're taking a shot of killing your own dreams through what you're rapping, man. Like the first song, killing niggas on my block. The second song, doing some robbery and stuff. And you even don't have any criminal records, man.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
The phrase they use. Your mommy's child, man. Bro, stop
cutting on mama's boy.
Mama's boy. Yeah, you're a fucking mama's boy. So I think like you should stop cupping a lot on your music. Yeah. I think we need to feel your point. And your stories, like, we need to relate. Like, right now in Kenya, you're not always talking about. We don't have such kind of things happening.
Yeah, we don't have. We don't have a lot of criminal stuff. Happening. It's not like US. Stop trying to copy paste what is in US, yeah. Chicago, man. Even if like you go to that place and stay over there, you won't survive, nigga. Being black in US, it's hard,
man.
Nigga, just like be you, man.
Be you.
Thank God that you are in. Here in Africa, there's not a lot of stuff like that happening. So make music about what is happening on your blog. If you and the neighboring block are beefing and something, you just throw stones at each other or throw fists. That is what happens.
We don't do Glock in our hood.
Nah, we don't even have Glocks. Yeah. It's so strict only out
props,
here, man.
Only props niggas be using.
Our cops are hella strict. Hella strict, nigga. No nonsense. Oh shit.
I'ma repeat this shit.
They have ugly ass faces. They are bad. They don't entertain
bullshits from niggas. Try it. So try them, then you know how they
just try them. They are worse than FBI. Oh,
I always tell people stop capping about feds, man. Bring your point. That was my first point. What's your first point?
Okay, my point. I think like there is this. My first point was cap, and I've seen that you have had it on your list too. But I have another one. I feel like the producers have something. They need to do something.
True, true, true.
You see, you feel like the beats. They all sound the same.
The same.
I know you have so much to say on.
I would say it today. Yeah.
You can say it, man. You can say it because I've also contributed some of my ideas of my thoughts on your story. So you can say it, man. Our producers, they just copy paste other producers' work. Try to build something of yours. Okay, this is what UK did. Drill started in USA in some part of states. I don't know if it's Bronx or Chicago, just somewhere right around there. But UK had no sound at that point. But this is what UK producers did. They just struggled and made the sound theirs. So they just did their. They know what they did, but they just did put effort and made the sound theirs. So y'all can think that UK in that drill started all in UK, but nah. They were never the originators of drill. They just like.
You feel embraced it very embraced well. It. So, hey, let me talk about that point about producers. I feel like our own producers are really sleeping, reluctant, and I feel like they're too biased. They're only focused on the co-op, so everything they're doing is just focused on the financial aspect. So, like, an artist will come to you, tell you that I need to be heard differently, but you feel like it's too hard for you to try and be someone artistic in your art. So, a producer will only either go on YouTube, listen to someone's beat, come sample it, give it out to the world. And the main problem is theirs. That's when everyone feels like our producers or our artists ain't doing much. But I feel like producers need to do much also.
I even guess like they're the ones killing the generation.
Yeah, true, true, true.
Because when you do like the same stuff over and over, it gets boring, like, man. You be like, fuck, I'm just over drill because it's just the same sound.
The same sound. Even you don't have the open mind of exploring different styles of your art. So, like right now, everything about drill is all about sampling songs. Like, everyone now is just sampling everything.
And not just sampling songs. They also sample, like, the way an artist sounds.
Yeah.
How many artists have you heard, like, they're trying to sound like Pop Smoke? How many, man? Stop trying to send
to keep sound like the nigga. Legacy. Don't.
Yeah, don't. You can't so, be him. You can't
I think
be
in my country, we need, like, the producers to do a lot. Even in Africa. But I think it's on my own country, like, a lot of them don't have, like... Which, okay, I'll be... clearly saying this, as since in my country we don't have our official sound, we should take the advantage of these different sounds, both hip-hop and drill. We should take the advantage in that. We must make it evolve on our own.
And plus, like, ever since we started doing drill, we have been getting attention
from yeah.
other countries. Like, you saw the other day they posted Brooklyn Boys
on GRM.
Yeah. That was something, man. That was a movement.
So, if you get the attention of the outsiders, then we need to do a lot. Like, producers out there, we need to do a lot on that. So, going to the next question,
mm-hmm.
but... Yeah, we need to find our own sound. That's the biggest thing. Hey, man, let me be honest. Like, people have little experience because our icons don't give us the whole details of the music and the way things are carried out. So, I think when people are coming into music and trying to do their own, even the producers themselves, like, they have little experience, so, like... A producer may be producing trap and hip-hop and whatever, but it feels like he has known everything.
The ego. He don't want to drop his ego and then go to another producer who has been doing this shit for a while and go and get, like, some advice.
I always say two minds work better than one.
Yeah.
So, like, you find people have little experience, both in writing ways, rapping ways, and production. So, I feel, even this applies to the videographers as well. It's not about, we said it's entertainment. We're not hating on our own, but we're trying to put out the points clear. So, even in our video...
Like, we're trying to put out the facts, put the, like, to, you know, when you are aware of what you're doing wrong, and then you are willing to make it right, it's going to be right.
Yeah.
We're going to be somewhere. We want to go somewhere.
At first, people will hate on what you're saying, but later on, you'll come and understand. So, I think people have little experience, both producer-wise. I think... We need to do more research on everything that we say.
Yeah.
Because, like, right now, you can have a brother who embraces you.
Uh-huh.
And you're singing about Glock. Then the kid grows up having that mentality, like, I should have a Glock. That's the only unique protection that I need to do, each and everything. Now, when the kid grows up, he only knows the only option to stop a beef or anything is killing the nigga who's beefing with.
You know, I like this thing that McMill said. He said, like, he don't want to be a gangster. He don't want to go to jail.
Yeah.
He just want to take his mama out the hood. Because that is a real man's job. That is hard to do. But it's easy to pull a trigger and shoot a nigga, drop him down. You feel? So, stop trying to be fake. Please, just sit down. Think about who you are.
Drop your ego.
Yeah, drop your ego and go and talk to other rappers who have been on the industry. Or maybe artists, not only rappers. Artists who have been on this industry for a while. Like right now, if Calligraph Jones just approached me, man,
doing a collab with Mula.
Yeah, I'm shut the fuck up and listen. Yeah. Listen to this nigga because he has a lot of experience. He has been in this industry for a while.
Almost a decade.
A decade.
Man, he has give been him here for credit. A long time. So what's your next question? People,
okay.
I think drop your ego and come, let's talk as producers, man.
Okay. I want to talk about the artists.
Yup, talk about us.
Laziness.
True, I'm not gonna lie.
What the fuck?
True. Like, artists are lazy. Like,
okay,
lazy.
This goes out to me too.
Everyone.
To the future, me. Never be lazy, man. Like, we have, like, Kenyan artists.
They feel entitled to everything.
What the fuck?
They write.
You're just lazy. Once you make, like, you have this one banger, you just make noise. once they play you in the clubs, once they play you in the matatus,
you feel like you are a legend. Yeah,
you just be reluctant and be like, okay, you've achieved your goals and that's it.
No,
just
then
you go and spend all that credit that you've gotten from all that work. You just spend it all and forget that
investments matter, man.
But
man, that's it. Yeah, that's true. Artists are lazy right now. Like,
stop being lazy. Once you give us a banger, keep on giving us bangers back to back. Stop being reluctant. There's no time for being reluctant. You just give one bang and then you go. You just go
and enjoy the money. Then when it's off, you're there on the internet like, oh niggas, you know I'm broke.
Nigga, what the yo, man? I can't support you, man. Like, you're just fucking it up yourself, man. I don't want to be lazy. This goes out to the future me. If I drop bang, okay, I have a lot of bangers, yeah, actually, but yeah, if it, yeah.
So I feel like artists should, I think, do, okay, there's something called, you know, every time in an artist's life, in the music life, there's a time where you, like, you have overdone everything, so you need to chill out first, go for some you time, then come back with different ideas.
But
go,
that's...
To,
but
go to a meditation, like, it's a meditation kind of thing. Go for 2-3 months, just relax, figure yourself out, come back, start writing again.
And you, but I don't think, like, when you are an artist, in every situation you get in, what comes in your mind? Writing.
Yeah.
You don't even have to take a pen and a paper and write it. It just sticks in your mind. Imagination. You are an artist. Be creative, man. Be creative. Once you get that idea, write it down. Like the biggest, like one of these biggest rappers in the world, Eminem, he was giving out his stories. He said that whenever he got an idea, he could just write it down. Even if it was on the table, he never had even a page. He was somewhere where he doesn't have a paper or a book to write something on. You could just write it on the table, maybe on his skin, just to write the idea down. So once you just, like, you decide, like, okay, now I'm going back to business, you have everything. You have everything you need, and don't spend your whole money, nigga, like, on bullshit. Know what you're doing, man.
Yeah, stop being lazy.
Mm-hmm.
To the future us.
To the future. Hey, future me, man. Hey,
I pray I won't be lazy, but even artists do need, like, some time out from the industry, because you can't keep meditation on doing something, you know.
But that,
you still have a life to live on.
But that is if you want it. Yeah, if you don't want it, go on, but
don't be lazy.
Don't be lazy. Laziness, no, fuck that shit.
Yeah,
don't be lazy,
man. When you're lazy, you're gonna snitch, man. So I always know that. So I think the other fact is my third point is that we are afraid to embrace our own. Right now we have a crisis of food and stuff. We have people dying of hunger. We have, like, political, I'm not gonna say instability, but we have, like, a bit of shaky because of a new governance a new governance has come in. So I feel like at this time, I do remember back in 2022, the niggas were writing real shit, because they were bringing alarms on not being violent, and through their music we had a peaceful election for the first time in many years. So I feel like embracing our own, like, as we did back in the electioneering year, it was the best way. Because right now people are afraid to sing about our own streets, our own content. Like, people are afraid to say that I slept angry yesterday. Like, my mom is not okay with me being... Okay. Yeah.
And that is the That's thing we say.
The thing that is killing our thinking.
Okay. Yeah. I really do understand you. I feel you, man. It's just like that, the first point that we have laid down about capping. We just want to live like another man's life, another man who is in US and you are out here in Kenya. Okay, I get it. We both, in a way, we all go through the same problems, but hey, nigga, like, just
embrace your own.
Yeah, stay in your environment and then observe, sing about or rap, make music about what you are seeing, what you are going through. Don't even care about who is gonna listen to it, because it's gonna change somebody's life. Somebody's just sitting there, right there, using his time to listen to your music. Make sure that somebody is learning something.
So there was a day, I'll give you, I remember it was Weasel. It was Weasel Tanonane. There was a day he was brought to an interview, then he was asked. He said it truly, and I really respect the nigga of what he said. He said very simply, we just wanna hear a different story of you. We don't wanna hear the same story that maybe Pop Smoke has said, whatever, Glock and stuff. Yeah, you're not going through the same thing. We need to hear you singing about your life situation. We need to relate stories, man. Let's not keep on repeating the, like, he's singing about Glock, you're singing about Glock. He has did it, you have not done it. So, two lives you're living. So, what the fuck is you doing, man? So, I feel like the way he put it out is that people out there should, like, embrace your own. Embrace what you're going through. If it's pain, sing pain. If it's love, sing love. If it's peace you need, then do it. But stop capping a lot on your music, and let's embrace our own. If it's anything, like, you feel like the drought is hitting at the economy, like, your voice, your little voice can bring a worldwide attention, you know.
It will always bring, like, you never know what's gonna happen. He also, like, Lil Baby did, like, the bigger picture
video
music song. That song, like, went viral. Even the pastors, the religion leaders reacted to it, because, like, he was expressing, like, his real the real himself, man. He was talking about the way he used to do drugs, and he was talking about he hates, like, in the street, they hate police, and he said he may say some bad things about the police, but he knows not all of them are bad. See, he was just talking, being real, like,
being real to yourself,
just laying down facts, man.
Yeah.
Just say about what is you're going through in life. So
yeah, I feel like through these little topics you're talking about will bring an impact into anyone who is listening. It does not apply only on music or anything, in any artistic way, even in your personal life. Just be your own. Don't cap. If you think like you have little experience, kindly visit people who have done it for a while.
Just approach someone.
Yeah, approach someone. Yeah. And be an open-minded kind of person. So don't every time bring... Don't be that goofy person who is always not doing the right thing at the right time. So what's your next point? Your third point?
Okay, it's my third and last, I guess.
And I'll just finish it up then.
Okay, so yeah. I think... Okay. This might be funny.
You're smiling. Yeah, is it about bitches or something?
No, it's not about bitches, man. It's just funny in a way, but it still makes sense.
Yeah.
I think our artists actually need, like,
stylists. Remember.
How can you just dress, like, the way you want, nigga? Like, oh, damn, man. Like, you need to dress nice. Like, okay, let's say, like, you come from my block, and then you're the best.
Molem, be my
you
good,
come
man.
From Molem, and then you have made it. The whole then at the time you're going to the TV, like, the whole block is watching you. And then you just go right there wearing just nigga, don't just wear like just like I don't even know the word what to say. They're like, value the way you dress, man. It's not just good for you, but it's also good for the stylist. They can get like job opportunity and something. And you know, we're looking at all
this
the
art,
ways
this
man.
Art yeah this entertainment
it's art,
and
it's art,
right?
In entertainment industry, like, you hold everybody's hand.
Yeah, true.
Like, you need this one needs you. Like, that's the whole point about entertainment industry, because when you are a rapper, you need a producer. The producer needs someone. Like, when you are a rapper, you
it's
need
like
the...
It's like a chain, a web or a chain.
It's something like a chain. It's a chain, actually. So, yo, you need to...
Hey. Hold up arms each and everyone. So, I'm a...
The way you dress, your rappers.
I'm gonna be real. You know, everything we do really takes time to understand your own mistake, but this thing has been said each and every day on a platform that Nairobi Gossip Club.
Mm-hmm.
Even the celebrity fashionist have been saying this each and every time. Kindly, Kenyan artists, value your videos as the way you dress, man. You're making it look awkward. You don't want to pay, but you want to be dressed well. So the moment is... I think right now people should value their art, both in dressing ways, their content, and also who they are delivering it to. You know, right now everything we're doing is quite relatable to everyone. Like, if your art is good, then everyone will. But, man, I'm going to be honest, man. Kenyan artists, man, open up your pockets and your bank accounts and get dressed as well.
Yeah, don't feel bad about it. Even
it's expensive, but you see the worth. Dressing nicely on your own videos,
you'll see the fruits. Like, I'm gonna give you examples. Calligraph Jones, this nigga, I was never giving him any attention,
credit, no, yeah,
any
I
credit.
Remember.
I was just used to say, like, I don't want to listen to him, he's trash and all that stuff. But right now, I just came into my senses after sitting down with this boss, watching, just going to his channel, just scouting him to see what he does. Hey, I found out, like, this nigga really got a lot going. He was even at this situation whereby he did spend a lot of millions on a video, and the fans did not watch it. But guess what? The nigga never gave up. He still did another video, spending some millions on it. And the fans this time gave him his credit. Look at him right now; he's on top. Look at your whack rappers who have been afraid to spend money on your videos. Look at you right now; you are not at the top. Who's laughing now, man?
So,
yo, man, spend money. Scared money makes no. money, nigga. Why you tripping? Scared money makes no, money.
So that's true.
Scared money makes no money. Scared money gets no attention. Scared money has no praise. Less
That's true. Yeah. So I'm tripping. Let me put the last one. Is that people tend to be who they not. Like the way he has said. Once someone has released a music, then the fans didn't appreciate it. They tried to shut everything down. Because at the first place, he was never about doing it. You only did it because you saw a lot of people doing it. It's like right now, there was a wave of something. Like right now, drill.
Yes.
Gengeton. Let me give an example. A sound that was Gengeton. Gengeton came in. Everyone hopped into Gengeton. But the moment it was like the rhythm stopped, everyone shifted their legs.
So, okay, right now they're trying to do drill.
Drill.
Now.
Everyone is doing drill.
Now tell me, from Gengeton to drill.
That's
to
the drill. Main thing. Nigga, are you kidding? He was never real about what you're doing.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna tell anyone.
Okay, it's not bad to be versatile. Yeah, yeah. Like to try some different to try new stuff. But from Gengeton is more like reggae.
Well, yeah. don't hate that man.
No. I'm just laying down facts. Like they don't even relate to hip hop. Then you just hop into this because right now you've seen it doing good in the industry. Nah, nigga, it doesn't work out like that. If you are still doing Gengeton, still do it. Like, come up with a way. But, like, be loyal to the game.
Yeah, be loyal to the game.
Like, right now, I'm loyal to the game. I will never, like, switch this genre. I listen to trap to drill from the morning to the evening, from morning to to the night, man. Yeah, I'm just like, loyal to
I feel people should live their own self. You should embrace your own. Like,
embrace your own.
Be yourself each and every day.
Yeah.
Both in your personal life, in your real life, in your music life, in your, like, if you're an anchor, journalist, anything that you're doing concerning art, even in your own life, like, you need to be you. The moment you're not you, then what's the point of doing anything that you're doing?
And I want to say something else. Like, these people, like, the ones who stopped doing Gengeton and started doing drill, what the fuck? Like, they are just ruining it. They're just making it sound like the worst stuff ever. Am I lying, nigga?
I'm not lying. Hey, but we're not hating on you.
We are not hating on you. We're just giving you facts.
You just switch your lens
very fast.
Very fast.
Like you people were so like so overconfident saying that Gengeton is your stuff and it will never die. Show us it can never die. Keep on doing it no matter what.
Keep on pushing it.
Like look at us right now. We do hip hop. We started doing it. We're gonna die doing it because like, and these people are not even giving us enough credit. Even Calligraph Jones, you used to call him American wannabe. You used to troll him, telling him all kind of bullshit.
But right now you paying cash to go and see.
Look at him right now. That nigga doing numbers. He's the nigga who his videos are just scoring millions.
I must say about from Timmy Blanc. They say money. My teacher told me it won't be something, but now he pays 50 to come and see me in person.
Man, you feel?
That's the real shit. Right now, you can be hating on a nigga saying, hey, the nigga is a Kenyan wannabe, you know. Joshua Mula is a Kenyan wannabe, so there's no way he's going. But at the end of the day, let's meet on a show. VVIP, 10,000 on my show. You paying it. So
paying it. Coming that money coming person. Inside my pocket.
Yeah. Man, I'm going to be honest. We need to embrace what we do, no matter how hard it is.
No matter what, just
no matter what.
Prove it to these
prove
people.
To these people.
You just have a lot to prove, man.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
So, coming up to the wrap-up of this episode, I'm so grateful for everyone who has listened to the whole episode. So, the point remains, like, we need to be ourselves first. We need to embrace our own. We need to tell our own stories. Our own. What you're going through. What's happening? You know, the only way you can express yourself is through your art. That's music. And the way you do any art.
It's not even music only, man.
Drawing, poetry.
Just everything.
Film and stuff. So, like, we need to do everything and embrace it in a good way. And let's believe in ourselves. Kenya is like a country where you can make it. But sometimes fame comes with its own. So, you need to be ready for everything. It's not about the honey. There's also the lemon. So you need to leave both. You need to take the lemon and the honey at once. But each and every one, each of it comes at a certain time. So Mula, wrap it up.
So guys, it's your boy Mulava Nelo Martinez, and we have come to the end of this show episode, man. This is the only bad thing about our show, that it has an end. It's the only bad thing about our show, man. You can't even say
we can talk about nothing else. We can talk like the whole day, but we need to give it up.
We need to give it up. But trust me, guys, we are going to do, one day we will do like a live session, so that you feel like a live session sounds better. We are going to do all of that stuff. So guys, please remember to leave your comments, your votes and all of that. Just tell us where you're listening from. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you've heard us like saying wrong, or
leave your comments on what
you feel like we've said the right thing, where
we have maybe exaggerated it,
where you feel like we need to add something. Yeah, you're just free.
The show is free. Like
808 for life is a free world.
Man,
you just and don't free forget to say anything.
Follow us on TikTok.
Yeah, follow us on TikTok.
1808 for life.
We have some videos posted out there.
Yeah.
And also follow us at our own personal channels, blogs. Tell him yours.
Mine is Joshua Hitchton. Every place, Twitter, Facebook. I'm not on Facebook, man. I'm not on Facebook, so it's Instagram, Twitter, YouTube.
Joshua okay, Hitchcock. Mine
and Spotify.
Mine on Instagram, it's @_MulaMartinez, and at Spotify, Mula.m, at YouTube, Mula.m. Subscribe. Oh, guys, and just to remind you again, we have a video on
YouTube,
1808 for life still.
Yeah, and if you see me around the CBD, just follow me.
So right now we are not making you guys pay for pics. You should grab that chance with
your favorite podcaster. So see you next time on the final episode of season one.
It's gonna be on Maza. You don't want to miss this. It's
gonna be a wrap up of every topic we have said, everything being talked about.
Bring your father, bring your mother, bring your grandma, bring your sis, bring your cousin, bring all of them, man. It's gonna
bring
be
your ancestors to the show.
Yo,
peace.